For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. He does not make money off the site, but he does need money in order to run the site. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Good afternoon. Today is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Kislev is mentioned two times in Tanakh as Kislev. Once in Zechariah, where it talks about a prophecy that was said to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month in Kislev, where the Rabbi Zechariah was asked, after the second Beis HaMikdash was built, should Jews living in the diaspora still fast? That was the question. The Beis HaMikdash was already built, but they were in Golis, and they weren't able to get there, and their question was whether they still have to fast. And in this prophecy, there's an admonishment, and there's also a lot of very encouraging and very messianic redemption, revenge for Yerushalayim. A lot of famous psukim seems were said on this nevuah on Dalet Kislev, which anytime a Navi tells you the date of a particular prophecy, then that means that there's a connection between the prophecy and the date and the time. And one of the famous prophecies of Zechariah that seem to have been said on this date is the prophecy where Hashem says that the four fast days, the Tzayim HaRavi, the Tzayim HaChamishi, the Tzayim HaShevi'i, and the Tzayim HaAsiri, referring to Shavuot, so the Tammuz, Tishabov, Tzom, Gedalia, and Asar of the Tevis, will be a Yom Tov. Yihyeh Leveis Yehuda L'Sasim L'Simcha L'Mayad Ben Tovim in the future, and at that time as well, because the second Beis HaMikdash had been built, that was probably the answer, that they don't have to fast anymore during the time that there is a Beis HaMikdash, even though they were still living outside. That happened in this month. We're just mentioning this here just as it's important to know, besides, of course, the famous Yom Tov of Chanukah that occurred in the month of Kislev, there are other events, other prophecies that transpired in the month of Kislev. In fact, there's a Nevuah that was said on the 24th of Kislev, towards the end of Chagai, where Chagai talks about the Chashmonaim. He talks about the downfall of the Persian Empire, which is going to lead to the beginning of the Greek Empire that is going to be defeated by the Chashmonaim. And this Nevuah was said on the 24th of Kislev, perfect timing, because it was the next day, the 25th of Kislev, when that occurred, when the victory over the Greeks, which gave us the Yom Tov of Chanukah, happened. And there's also another prophecy in Nehemiah that was said in Kislev on the 20th of Kislev, where Nehemiah talks about the separating Klal Yisrael from the Noshim Nochrios, a very tragic event that occurred, and today unfortunately we could relate to it because the majority, Rachmana Litzlan, of Jews here in America, and probably all over the world, have been affected by the plague of assimilation. But that was not, it's not the only time, this has happened already in the past. And there's a famous Nevuah of Nehemiah that took place on Chof Kislev that talks about how he had to separate Klal Yisrael from the Noshim Nochrios. But what we know Kislev for is, of course, the Yom Tov of Chanukah. And being that today is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the Rosh of the month encompasses the entire month, like the head, the brain, controls the entire body. So even though there are 25 days to go, but we already are in the Chanukah mode beginning today, as you can see for yourselves as what's being served today. There are a number of questions concerning the month of Kislev, which we discuss when we have these Rosh Chodashim gatherings. And one of them, of course, is the letter of the month. In the Sefer Yetzirah, attributed to Avraham Avinu, we are told that Kislev was created with the letter Samach. What does the letter Samach have to do with Kislev, besides that there happens to be a Samach in the word Kislev? Samach, we all know, is equal numerically to 60. The minhag is that we don't say the same Talmud Matur until 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei, also 60, which always falls out in Kislev. What is it about the letter Samach and the number 60 that is connected to the upcoming month of Kislev? Every month has a combination of Hashem's name, which was supposed to, we were supposed to have in mind today in Musaf. Didn't daven Musaf yet, we can still do it. When you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chadoshim, there are 12 Tzeirufei Shem Havaya that I mentioned in Tikkunei Zohar and discussed Ba'arichas in all the Svarim, and the Tziruf, the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Kislev, is Vav Yud Hei Hei, which is the acronym of the four words in Parshas Vayechi, Vayar Yoishev Ha'oret HaKena'ani. Those four words. So what does Vayar Yoishev Ha'oret HaKena'ani have anything to do with the month of Kislev? The Ben Yisoscha suggests, I believe we spoke about it last year, that Yaakov was buried on Chanukah. He passed away on Sukkot. The burial was Chanukah. That means that Esav was killed on Chanukah. And this episode where it says Vayar Yoshev Ha'oretz HaKenani in Vayechi is concerning the burial of Yaakov. So it happened Chanukah time. So what do these four words, though, have to do with the month of Kislev? Vayar Yoshev Ha'oretz HaKenani. We also know every month corresponds to another Shevet. So there are 12 Shvatim, but there are different orders how we count the Shvatim. Do we count them from birth, in the order of their birth? Do we count Levi, or do we only count Menashe and Ephraim? So there are different opinions, and based on that, there's a dispute who Kislev is. According to the Arizal, Kislev is Binyamin. Binyamin was the one who traveled ninth. He was the Nasi HaTeshi'i Avidon Ben Gedoni, the Nasi Levnei Binyamin, so that he was the one who traveled ninth. Kislev is the Chodesh HaTeshi'i, it's the ninth month, that's clear. We see that in all the Psukim mentioned before, Nechemiah and Chagai, Zechariah, whatever it talks about. Kislev is referred to also as the Chodesh HaTeshi'i, the ninth month. That's Binyamin, according to the Arizal. The Yaris Devash, however, the Benetzin Aibshus has a different order, he counts Levi, and he says that Kislev is Levi. And the connection is very clear, because Levi is who the Chashmonoim come from. The Chashmonoim come from Levi, Ula Levi Omar, Tumecha V'urecha L'ish Chasidecha, Yairu Mishpatecha L'Yakov, Seroscha L'Yisrael, Borei Hashem Chela Yufoy Al Yodav Tirtza, Mechat Mosnayim Komov, which is in Parashat Sezai Sabrocha, the Brocha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Levi, is referring to the Chashmonoim, as Rashi brings down there in Chumash, that there were 13 Maccabees, 12 and Elazar. Rashi brings on the number 13. We'll soon see the significance of the number 13. And that pasuk is referring to the Chashmonoim who defeated the Yevonim, who come from Levi. So Kislev, Levi, makes sense. In fact, according to one version, the Mincha Shai on the pasuk in Nehemiah where it says Kislev, where it's written without a Yud, the Mincha Shai says it could also be with a Yud. So Kislev with a Yud has Levi in it. Chav Samach, and then you have Lamed Yud Vav, Lamed Vav Yud, which is Levi. So what does Binyamin and Levi have to do with each other? It's interesting, isn't it? V'zayis HaBrocha, Binyamin follows Levi, because Rashi says, Levi served Kohanim, Leviim served in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is in the portion of Binyamin, so Levi and Binyamin go together. As we'll soon see, every month has a mazel. The mazel of Kislev is Keshes. Whatever it's called in English, I'm not sure, but it's Keshes. It's the boat. Sagittarius?
Sagittarius.
Huh?
Sagittarius.
Okay. Keshes. Keshes is a bow. Bow and arrow. What does Keshes have to do with Kislev? Clearly, Keshes is a reminder of battle. It has to do with war. You don't usually, unless you have a toy bow and arrow, it would be Lag BaOmer, perhaps. But Keshes is a weapon. It's used for war. It's mentioned many times in Chumash and Navi. And Keshes therefore has to do with battle. So what exactly is the connection between the mazel Keshes to Kislev? One might say perhaps the battle against the Greeks who are compared to Keshes. Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph Perek Beis, we say this Rosh Hashanah in the Haftorah, Keshes Giboirim Chatim V'Nichsholim Ozru Choyol. Keshes Giboirim Chatim is referring to the Yevonim, as the Medrash and Rashi brings down, a Targum brings there. The Nechsholim, those are the weak ones, the Nechsholim, those were the Maccabees, the Chashmonoim, Ozru Choyl, they were girded with strength. Interesting that the words Nechsholim, Ozru Choyel is exactly the gematria of the word Chanukah 8 times. Chanukah, that's 89 times 8 is 1 to 7, 12. That's Nichsharim, Nichsholim, Ozru Choyel. Now in that pasuk it says Keshes. The Givonim, their motto is Keshes. In last week's parashat, Yitzchak says to Esav, Sona Keilecha Telyecha V'kashtecha V'tzei Hasodah. Says the Medrash, the Balaturim brings it down. Telyecha, that's Modai, Keilecha is Bavel, Kashtecha Zu Yovan. So clearly Keshes is Yovan. And Kislev is Keshes. So, and Keshes is a weapon. So the mazel is hinting to us the way to fight Keshes Yovan is with Keshes. So what is Keshes? What exactly is it? In the Nusach of Al-Anisim, we say, in many Nuschois, the Sfaradim don't have this Nusach. We say, Al-Anisim, Al-Apuk, Al-Gevuros, Al-Teshuos, Al-Nechomos, Al-Milchomos. But many don't have it, but we have it, most of them do have it. What does it mean, Milchomos? What are we thanking Hashem? We're thanking Him for the battles? We should be thanking Him for the victory, not for the battle. What does it mean, Milchomos, and why is it in the plural? So there are those who say, because it wasn't just one battle, there were many battles, it took a long time. Historically, it took a long time. What can we learn from it, though, and what perhaps does it mean that has a lot, that has to do with this entire, with the Samach, with Shishim, with Ayah Yoshev Horat HaKanani, with Keshes, with Binyamin, with Levi? We know what Chazal tell us, that the Greeks issued a decree, an edict, that every Jew should write on the horn of an ox that you do not have a share in the God of Israel. Kisvu lochem al keren hashoyer she'en lochem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. Why an ox? The mitzvah is to light the Chanukah menorah on the left side of the doorway. Ner Chanukah mismoil. That's how we paskin, mezuzah b'yamin, ner Chanukah mismoil. Why on the left side? Most mitzvahs we do on the right, and with the right hand, yet over here the stress is left. Chanukah, the mitzvah is to light the menorah at night. Mishatishka hachama, ad shetich l'regel min hashuk. Nighttime. It's a nighttime yomtif. The mitzvah is to be performed at night, unlike most mitzvahs which are done by day. Why is it? Most mitzvahs we perform, if not all, in private, in shul, at home. There's no mitzvah to do it necessarily in the street. But Chanukah, there is an inyan to light the menorah outside. Al Pesach, Beiso, Yibachutz, to illuminate the Rosh Hasharabim, to illuminate the outside world. That's what Chanukah is all about. Why? There's also the idea that we're supposed to light the menorah below 10 tfachim. L'mata mi'yud. The Gemara says in Sukkah, me'oilam lo yarda shechina l'mata mi'yud. The shechina never went below 10. Below 10 is already Eretz, Arzius. The shechina hovers above 10 tfachim. The Sukkah is supposed to be above 10. Schach has to be higher than 10. If the schach is lower than 10, Sukkah is invalid. Yet the mitzvah is to light the menorah below 10. So why is it? Mishnah tells us in Midos, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah says that the Yevonim, when they came into the Heichal, they broke through the wall called the Soireg. It's referred to as the Soireg. That's where the Chil is, Chil. As we know, the Mishnah in Tehillim says there were 10 Kedushas who gave Eretz Yisrael, Har HaBayis, Azor, until you come to the Kodesh Kodosh, and there are 10 levels of sanctity. The Soireg is the wall, that the partition that separates Goy from Jew. A Goy cannot go past the Soireg. The Yevonim, Nichnisu Yevonim Lehechel. So where did they go? They went past the Soireg. And the Mishnah says that they made 13 cracks, breaches, Yud Gimel Pirtzois Parzu Malche Yovan in the Soireg, and the Chashmoinoyim fenced those 13 breaches, and therefore Chachonim Umesakein that we should bow 13 times when you go to the Beis HaMikdash. Every time you see the entrance, the place where there was a breach and it was closed, you bow, you thank Hashem. Not only the Hallel of the Haidah that we say on Chanukah, the Al-Anisim, that the Yom Tov was established to thank Hashem, But also, every time you go into the Heichal, you see these 13 entrances or these 13 breaches where they once were. You see what the Chashmonaim accomplished, and they covered, they closed up these 13 breaches. You have to thank Hashem, and you bow there. Could I stop in Yerushalmi Shkol? Right, very good. That's the Yerushalmi, correct. So it's the museum, the Shabbos. Yeah. Everything has something to do with the time. So why did they make 13? What's the 13? What's the Yud Gimel Tirtzai Sheparza Malchei Yavon? Chazal tell us a number. They could have said they made many Tirtzais. Why is it negated to know that there were 13? The Yontif of Hanukkah is the Yontif of Torah Shebaal Peh. And it's interesting, we don't have that much time to spend on this because we could really spend a lot of time on this. There are actually two periods during the year. There's Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev and there's Nisan Iyar Sivan. Tishrei is the beginning, Nisan is the beginning. In Tishrei you have Yom Tov, you have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Nisan you have Pesach. Cheshvan is a month where you have to work, you have to toil, there's no Yom Tov, we spoke about it last month, Mazel Akrav. Then you have Iyar, is Mazel Shor, you have Sfira, also Avoida, Sfira Sa'aymer. And then comes the Schar, sort of. The result is Sivan Matan Torah, Kislev Chanukah. But Chanukah is also Matan Torah. Shavuos, we received Torah Shebiksav. In Sivan, we received Torah Shebiksav, Yatsaris HaDibris, Mipia Gevura. Chanukah was Torah Shebaal Peh. That's when Torah Shebaal Peh began spreading throughout Klal Yisrael, the Tkufas HaTanoim and Shimon HaTzadik. That's all Chanukah time. There was a battle against it from the Tzedukim. There was a battle anti Torah Shebaal Peh movement among the Goyim, the Yevonim in particular, who were into philosophy and spreading Chochmas Yevonis and Philosophia and Academia, all the mythology and everything that we have today. A lot of the Chochmas we have today from the Greeks. And at the same time, Torah Shebaal Peh was becoming revealed. Sivan is the gematria Kislev. What Kislev is in the winter, Sivan is in the summer. So you have Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev, you have Nisan Iyar Sivan. Interesting that there's a minhag on both Shavuos and Chanukah to eat dairy. There are many parallels between the 2 months. It started though with Nisan Iyar Sivan, and then there was a break. That break, of course, was Chet HaEgel. And because of Chet HaEgel, we needed another beginning, a new beginning again, and that's Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Kapara for Chet HaEgel. Kapara, Yom Kippur is when Moshe comes down with the second Luchos, which has written on it more than just the Aseres HaDibros. Also, you have in the Yerushalmi there about that. And many say Torah Shebaal Peh was already written, scribbled on the second Luchos, engraved on the second Luchos. And then you have Hakamat HaMishkan, which the Mishkan is where Torah Shebaal Peh is revealed for the first time. It's Sinai. Sinai is Torah Shebiksav. Oyel Moed is Torah Shebaal Peh. Rashi brings it in Shir Hashirim. Heviyani El Beis HaYoyin, says Rashi. And the Oyel Moed is where Bi'ureho Uproteho Shel Torah Nizbaru. So Sinai is Torah Shebiksav. Oyel Moed, Mishkan, later Beis HaMikdash is Torah Shebaal Peh. Which Torah Shebaal Peh came about because of Chet HaEgel. This is actually a Gemara in the Dorim, Chav Beis Zaman Aleph. The Gemara says, if not for Chet, Hashem would only have given us Chamishachim Shei Torah, and that's it. And Sefi Yehoshua, She'erka Shel Eretz Yisrael Hi. There would be no Torah Shebaal Peh. Not that Torah Shebaal Peh didn't exist, but we would have been able to see everything in Torah Shebiksav, where the Torah Shebaal Peh is hidden. Torah Shebaal Peh is nignaz, it's buried, it's hidden in Torah Shebiksav. And because of Chet HaEgel, Rabbi Tzadik speaks about this a lot in his Svarim, based on the pasuk in Koheles, Beroiv Chochma, Roiv Kaas, because of the Kaas, because of Chet HaEgel, we needed more Chochma, more Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh, and Torah Shebaal Peh, the Derech Kasha and Teretz, Shakla Vetaria, Pilpul, it's very difficult, it's not easy, it doesn't come easy, which is all part of the Tikkun for Chet HaEgel. What was the Chet HaEgel, the Pashtus? The Chet HaEgel, the Pashtus, literally, besides that they made it, was lack of emunas chachamim. That's what it was. Lack of emunas chachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, I am coming down in 40 days. And they should have believed him. That's it. He's the God of Lazar, you believe him. But according to their calculations, he was wrong. And they all doubted. They didn't know. Only Aaron knew the truth. They all doubted. Who knows? Maybe he's not coming down anymore. So a lack of emunas chachamim, which And Torah Shebaal Peh is based on Emunas Chachamim. So Klal Yisrael lost out. Chetah Ego causes Shviras Haluchos, causes a punishment and Einish because of lack of Emunas Chachamim. One Shevet passed the test, and that's Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi remained loyal to Moshe Rabbeinu. They were loyal Hasidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rebbe says something, you do what he says, whether you understand it or not. And they remained loyal to Moshe Rabbeinu until the last second. And therefore, they were chosen to be, number one, the disseminators of Torah Shebaal Peh. And they were the ones that through them, Hashem gave us the Nes of Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh, as we'll see in a moment. Where do we see that Levi are the disseminators of Torah Shebaal Peh? That pasuk in Parshas Mishlei Tabracha. Yoiru Mishpatecha liYaakov v'Sayrascha liYisrael. They will be the one to teach Torah Shebaal Peh to Klal Yisrael because they did not deviate. They didn't stray. Their emuna in Moshe Rabbeinu was complete. Kishamu shamru imrasecha uverisecha yinsayru. They were careful in emuna. They were careful in bris. They were the only ones that had a bris. Bris and emuna go together. Kiyadua. So therefore, they were the ones that were chosen. Which without can understand why Kislev is connected Levi, because Levi, who does not rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu, Levi's emunas chachamim was complete. From Levi come the Kohanim and the Levim who serve in the Beis Hamikdash, which the Beis Hamikdash is the makom of Torah Shebaal Peh. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah udvar Hashem is miYerushalayim. Where did a Jew go when he had doubts as to what the halacha is as Torah Shebaal Peh? The Kamta V'Yolisa El Hamaka and Asher Yivcha Hashem Alekecha by Zok and Mamre. Where did they go? They went to the makom Hamikdash, and that's the difference between Sinai and Mikdash. Sinai, which is Shavuos, that's Torah Shebiksav. Kislev, Torah Shebaal Peh. In fact, the Pesikta tells us that on Chof Hei Kislev, the Mishkan was completed. The Mishkan, which is the makom of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Oyel Moed, which is where Torah Shebaal Peh is being revealed, was supposed to be completed Chof Hei Kislev, but it was delayed until Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when HaKamas HaMishkan was. That's when Vayikra was taught, and many, many other parashiyos were taught. Meaning, though, that Chof Hei Kislev was the day in which it was supposed to be built, but it wasn't the time for it. Later in history, Chof Hei Kislev does become the day when Torah Shebaal Peh is spread even further, even more than what happened in the Oyel Moed. Then comes the Hispashtus of the Tanoim and the Amoraim and the whole Torah Shebaal Peh, which is what Chanukah is. The Gemara says, Sukkah Tanya, Chanukah Loi Tanya. Chanukah is Loi Nitno Likose. Megillah is, the Gemara says in Yuma, Megillah is written. Chanukah is not written because it's Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is what separates us from the nations, not Torah Shebiksav. The nations also have the Bible. They could read the Chumash too. Well, today they could read the Gemara also. But every library, you have the whole art scroll there, which is a good question what they're doing in the library. But the fact is, Torah Shebiksav is for Goyim also. Torah Shebaal Peh, it's a question whether they're allowed to learn Torah Shebaal Peh. They're not allowed to learn Torah Shebaal Peh, but not for now. That's what separates us from them, and that's why there was a battle between the Yevanim, who entered, who went into the Heichal, they entered the Makom HaMikdash, which is the Makom of Torah Shebaal Peh. Their goal was to join with us to bring down the barrier that separates us Bein Ha'amim. Pasuk says at the beginning of Chumash, Vayar Elokim Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdeil. That's the first Havdalah in Chumash, where you learn out all the Havdalahs from. The Baal HaTurim has a whole piece there. Vayavdeil is the Gematria 52, because there are 52 Shabbosos in the year, and everyone requires Havdalah. We make Havdalah 52 times during the year. It's really more than that. You count the Amin Toivim, it's really 53 Shabbosos. Okay, but he says Vayavdel is Begematria Nunbeis, it's Begematria Eliyahu, which we sing all in the Gunim of Eliyahu, Mitzvah Shabbos. That's the Havdalah. Vayar Elokim Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdel. What is that pasuk really referring to? The hidden light. What's the hidden light? Es Ha'or Ki Toiv, Rashi says, is the Or HaGonos. The hidden light at that time is Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is hidden in Torah Shebiksav. The pasuk says, Ukshartam la'oisal yodecha v'hoyu l'taytofes bein einecha. What does that mean? Who knows? That's not, we have no idea what it means. Without Torah Shebaal Peh, it makes absolutely no sense. So hidden in those words is the Torah Shebaal Peh, which was revealed later on. The whole Shas, Mishnayos, Gemara, Paiskim is all really in Torah Shebaal Peh, but it's hidden. And that was put away for the future, which eventually was revealed little by little, and the main part of it, the pnimius of Torah, the part that still hasn't been revealed, will be revealed all the way in the future. And some of it was revealed on Chanukah. Chanukah was the Yom Tov in which the hidden becomes revealed. The hidden flask of oil, the Pach Echad Shel Shemen, which is buried under the ground, becomes revealed. The Pach Shel Shemen, that's the Ur Hagonas. So why did they make 13 breaches? At the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, at the beginning of Tiras Kaihanim, which is the Braisa, Torah Shabal Peh, of Sefer Vayikra, the Braisa begins with the very, very famous Rabbi Yishmael Oimer that was supposed to say every day before Shacharis, V'shloish Esrei Midois HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem, beginning with Kal V'chaimer all the way down till Kos. That's Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh is based on the Yud Gimel Midos Shehatoira Nidreshes Bohem. The Mezitra Magid says, he brings it from before, that the Yud Gimel Midos Shehatoira Nidreshes Bohem are connected to the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. The first Mido is Kale, Kale Racham V'chanon. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kael no, Rafon Allah, right afterwards the Torah reveals to us a Kal V'chaimer, the famous Kal V'chaimer that Aaron makes, Moshe Rabbeinu makes, that Miriam shouldn't be locked up. Imaviha Yorok Yorak Bifoneha, Halaisi Kolem Shivat Hashem makes the Kal V'chaimer. Imaviha Yorok Yorak Bifoneha, Halaisi Kolem Shivat Yonim. That's where you learn out Kal V'chaimer and Dayoi. Right after Moshe Rabbeinu used the word kale, which is the first word of the first midah of Yud Gimel Midos Shatayrin Dreshes Bohem, because it's connected Yud Gimel Midos Harachem. So it's no wonder then that the Svarim all talk to us about this, the Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shitzah, and others, that on Chanukah the Yud Gimel Midos Harachemim are revealed. There are certain times during the year that we are zeichet to a revelation, to a shefa of Yud Gimel Midos Harachemim, Yom Kippur being one of them. That's why we say it over and over again on Yom Kippur. During Slichas, Chodesh Elul, Purim, something. And Chanukah is one of those times when the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim are revealed. Why? Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh is Yud Gimel Midos Shatayr and Reshes Bohem. Which is why the Yevonim, who are battling Torah Shabbal Peh, so they enter the Mokom HaMikdash, which is where Torah Shabbal Peh is located. That is the source for Torah Shabbal Peh. That's the Mokom HaMikdash. Originally the Mishkan, Ohel Moed, 13 breaches. Yud Gimel, Pirtzos, Partsu, Malche, Yovan. And how many Maccabees are there according to Rashi and Chumash? There are 13 Maccabees. Everyone thinks it's 5 or 6, but Rashi says that Yud Beis, the Elazar, 12 and Elazar. Elazar is counted separate. He must have been as strong as all the other 12. So you've got 13 Maccabees, a huge army against tens and thousands of Syrian Greeks. Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel Pirtzais, Yud Gimel Midais, Yud Gimel Midais Arachamim, Yud Gimel Maccabees, Yud Gimel Chashmainoyim. Now where is this Braisa of Rabbi Yishmael? At the beginning of Toras Kohanim, which was taught the day the Mishkan was put up. The day the Mishkan was put up, by Yikra El Moshe, if you look, that's where Toras Kohanim begins. It begins with teaching us the Yud Gimel Midais Arachamim, because that was the day when Torah Shabbal Peh begins to become revealed, which is the Tikkun for Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel is lack of Emunas Chachamim. Tikkun for Chet HaEgel then is the Mishkan, which we know the Mishkan, the donation for the Mishkan is the Kapara for Chet HaEgel, and that's where Torah Shabbal Peh is taught. And who are chosen to be the disseminators of Torah Shabbal Peh? The Levium. The Levium now become the 13th Shevet. Ba'es hahi hivdil Hashem et Shevet HaLevi. Vayavdel Aharon v'hakdishoi kodesh kadoshim potkaz v'hayomim. Aaron, the Kohanim, the Levium are separated from the rest of Klal Yisrael. They are designated as a Shevet b'fnei Atzman because they did not sin by Chet HaEgel. Incidentally, the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin says that there were 13 Egels. There was one main one and 12 small ones. Again, the number 13. Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. Being this, as it may be, and based on all of this, we can understand what this is all about. Kislev, the letter Samach, the number 60, the combination of Hashem's name, Mazel Keshes, Levi Binyamin, and the answer to all the questions mentioned before, why Ben Donor is on the left side, why it's below 10 Tfachim, outside, and at night. All of this is related to Torah Shabbal Peh, all of it. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Shishim Hema Melochais Ushmoinim Pilakshim Ve'alomais Ein Misfor. There are 16 queens and 80 concubines and many maidens that you can't even count. What's that pasuk talking about? So Rashi there brings from one Shita in the Shira Shirim Rabbah that's referring to the nations of the world. 16 queens, 80 this. Then there's another Perish. Shishim Elu Shishim Mesechtis. There are 60 Mesechtis in Shas. You really count it's 63, but as the Mefarshim explained, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basri is really one, and Shabbos and Erevin is considered one. Two goes together, so there's 60. Or you take round it out, 63, round it out, it's Shishim. Shishim Hema Malachis. Another pasuk in Shira Shirim. Hine mitosai shelish loimai, shishim giboirim soviv lom giboir Yisrael, kulam achuzei cherif melumadei melchama. Shlomo HaMelech's bed has 30 strong men standing around it with swords. Is that what it means? No, that's not 60. I'm sorry. 60 strong men surrounding it with swords. That's not what it means. There's no pshat. Shira Shirim is not to be learned literally. There's no pshat in Shira Shirim. That's why it's Kodesh Kadoshim. The only sefer of the entire Tanakh that cannot be translated literally. Because it's not a love song between a man and a woman. It's between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Shloima is Hashem. Mitosai shel Shloima is the Beis HaMikdash. Apiria in Otsalai HaMelech Shloima. Milashem Piria V'Rivia. Mitosai shel Shloima. Shishim Gibayrim Savivla. 60 Gibayrim. Tamidei Chachamim who know the 60 Mesechtis. Protect the Beis HaMikdash. Or some say Shishim Riba in Neshama. It's also Shishim. Shishim times 10,000, that's Shishim Riboy Neshama is Yisrael, Rosh HaTeiris Yesh, Shishim Riboy Oisiyos LaTorah. So you see, Shishim is related to Torah Shebal Peh. On the last day of Hanukkah, we read from Parshas Nosai about Hakamas HaMishkan, this is the connection, and at the end, the Torah makes a summation, how many animals did they bring? They brought 12 every day of bulls, Shnei Mas, and then at the end it says, the last number that it talks about, all the way at the end, when it comes to the finish and the finale of the laning on Hanukkah, on Zayt Hanukkah, is Elim Shishim Atudim Shishim Kivosim Bnei Shana Shishim. So it ends with Shishim. Zayt Hanukkah Samizbeach. Shishim, Zayt Hanukkah Samizbeach. Torah juxtaposes the number 60 with Zayt Hanukkah Samizbeach. Shishim. The Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, Ben Shishim Lezikna. A 60-year-old, the person who enters the 60th year, doesn't mean you're old. Zikna. What does Zikna mean? The Gemara says, Zokain is Zeh Kona Chachma. Zeh's one who acquires wisdom. When one reaches the age of Shishim, or the concept of Shishim, that's Chachma. Zeh Kona Chachma. Like the Gemara says in Yuma, Chav Chesom Adayz, Avram Avinu Zokein V'yoshev V'yeshiva Hava. Yitzchak Avinu Zokein V'yoshev V'yeshiva Hava. Me'olam Le'parsha Yeshiva Me'avoseinu Zokein V'yoshev V'yeshiva. Zokein does not have to be necessarily old with a white beard. A Zokein is someone who's Koine Chachma. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, B'yishishim Chachma. Yoshish is a very old person. But they bring that pasuk on that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Ben Shishim Lezikna B'yishishim Chachma, that when one reaches Shishim, one could be young, and younger than 60, and also know the 60 Mesechtis. He's also a Ben Shishim in that respect. The first pasuk, as we mentioned before in Shchumash, that's hinting to the Nes of Chanukah, is Es Ha'or Kitoy Vayavdel. That's referring to the Or HaGonuz, the hidden light that's later revealed. Es Ha'or Kitoy Vayavdel is the Gematria 8 times Chanukah. The word Chanukah, 89 times 8 is 712. It's equal to Es Ha'or Kitoy Vayavdel. But Es Ha'or Ki Toiv by itself is the Gematria Shishim. That's the Or Ki Toiv. That's the light that is revealed on Chanukah. It's also interesting that according by the Sfaradim, and it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, the first laning on the first day of Chanukah begins with the Berchas Kohanim. 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 Baruch Hashem B'nai Yisrael. How many letters, this the Medrash says, does Berchas Kohanim have? 60. From Yevarechacha Tol Vichuneka, there are Samach Oisiyos, and the Medrash also brings it on the pasuk Shishim Giboyrim Savivla. Those are the Samach Oisiyos of Berchas Kohanim, and Minhag Svard Minhag Yisrael Torah. Even if we don't start from that pasuk, so we start from the next pasuk by Yibiyam Kalis Moshe. Nevertheless, it's a Minhag Mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, we follow Berachas Kehanim, many do, even though they're not Sfardim. Those are the 60 Oisis of Berachas Kehanim. Again, the number 60, Kehanim, they are the disseminators of Teresh Baal Peh, Shishim Mesichtis, and therefore Berachas Kehanim has Samach Oisis. One who learns, one who's connected to Teresh Baal Peh, deserves the Samach Oisis, deserves the Berachas Kehanim. So their goal was to bring down the barrier. No more Mechitza, no more Havdalah. The Yom Tov of Chanukah strengthens the Havdalah ben Yisrael lo Amim. And the Havdalah ben Yisrael lo Amim is in Torah Shabbal Peh. That's what separates us. The Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Samach. Interesting, Daf Samach. Daf number 60. Loikorati Beris in Yisrael Elim Torah Shabbal Peh. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samach, tells us that when Hashem made a covenant with Klal Yisrael, it was only with Torah Shabbal Peh. He brings the Pasuk in Kisisa. Al Pi Hadavarim Ho'ele Korati Itcha Bris Al Peh, Torah Shabbal Peh. The Torah Shabbal Peh is the bris between Yisrael and Amim. That's why the Baal HaTurim says, Es Ha'or Ki Toiv, the last letter is bris. That's the Or Ki Toiv, the Or HaGonas, Torah Shabbal Peh, which is Gonas in Torah Shabbiksav, was the bris that Hashem made with us. That's what separates us from them, and that's what the Yevonim were trying to infiltrate. That's what they were trying to enter into the Heichal, into the Makom HaMikdash, into the Makom of Torah Shabbal Peh. They breached Yud Gimel Pirtzeis to get rid of Torah Shabbal Peh. Whatever the Goyim try to take away from us is what Hashem gives us and much more. So they were trying to remove from us, to take away from us Torah Shabbal Peh. We were zeichet to the Yom Tov of Torah Shabbal Peh. Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Torah Shabbal Peh, which is interesting, there's so little about Chanukah. It's mentioned in Zohar once. It's mentioned in Mishnayos five times that there is no Masechtas Chanukah, and yet there is so much Torah on Chanukah. Just four blot, three and a half blot in Shabbos from Chaf Aleph on the Beis till Chaf Gimel on the Beis. That's the whole thing. How much Torah there is on Chanukah? How many Terutzim are given to the Beis Yosef's Kasha every single year, and it's never ending. Torah Shabbal Peh. There's Ein Sof of Or HaGonis that's revealed on Chanukah Torah Shabbal Peh that they wanted to take away from us. The Maral's brother. The Maral's brother wrote a sefer called Sefer HaChayim on Pirkei Avos. Sefer HaChayim. So he has one shtickle where he talks about the nusach that we say at the end of a siyum. We make a siyum on a mesechta. So many are going to be making a siyum now. We're making a siyum on Shkolim this Shabbos. Hadron aloch, hadroch alon. So he says that the beauty and the splendor of a Jew is Torah Shabbal Peh. That's our Hodor. Our Hodor is Torah Shabbal Peh, and the Hodor of Torah Shabbal Peh is us. We praise Torah Shabbal Peh, and Torah Shabbal Peh sort of is praising us because we're the ones who learned it. Hadron Aloch, Hadroch Alon. It's interesting because the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Mehadrin. Mehadrin min ha-mehadrin. Loshen Hodor, Hei Dalad Resh. Hodor. So Mehadrin, Hadron Aloch, Hadroch Alon, that's Torah Shabbal Peh. Further, what does the Gemara say? My Chanukah, the Tonu Rabbanon. The Gemara says, what's Chanukah? Tonu Rabbanon, b'chofei, b'chisler. So Svarim say, my Chanukah, you know what Chanukah is? Tonu Rabbanon, that's what it is. It's Torah Shabbal Peh. Tonu Rabbanon is exactly the Gematria Hadroch Alon, Hadron Aloch. Hadroch Alon, Hadron Aloch, Tonu Rabbanon. That is Chanukah. Chanukah is Torah Shabbal Peh. That's what they were trying to take away from us. The Hodor, the beauty of Klal Yisrael, the splendor of Klal Yisrael, the Mahadrin. So we were zeichet to a Yom Tov, not only once Hodor, but twice. Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin. Whatever they try to take, for example, Chodesh, Mila, Shabbos. We know those are the three mitzvahs that the emphasis was against these three mitzvahs. Chodesh, Mila, Shabbos. So every Chanukah has a Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh Teves, today's Kislev, but Rosh Chodesh Teves always falls out in the middle of Chanukah. Shabbos, there has to be at least one Shabbos in Chanukah, many times two. And Mila is a mitzvah that has to do with eight. So we have a Yom Tov that's pure eight. It's not eight because it's fake of the Yom. It's not eight like Shmini Atzeres that's still connected to seven because it's a continuation of Sukkot. It's pure eight. Yom Tov Chanukah, Tmanya Inun. So whatever they try to take away, and incidentally, these three mitzvahs are also the mitzvahs that separate us from the goyim. Hachodesh Hazel Lachem, Kiddush Hachodesh, which relies on Teresh Baal Peh. Without Teresh Baal Peh, there's no Kiddush Hachodesh. You can't sanctify the new moon without a Bezdin, which Bezdin, of course, Rosh Bezdin, Oinam Mekudosh, that's in the Mokam HaMikdosh. Makom of Torah Shabbal Peh, they wanted to take that away from us. Shabbos, can you keep Shabbos without Torah Shabbal Peh? Does anyone know what Vaisasa Kol Malacha means? What is that? Lamites Malachas, Torah Shabbal Peh. Mila, details of Mila without Torah Shabbal Peh, I don't know what that is either. These three mitzvahs, the three mitzvahs themselves emphasize the Havdalah ben Yisrael la'amin, Vayaras Elokim es Ha'arki Toi Vayavdel. That's what they wanted to take away from us. We got it more than even before. Torah Shabbal Peh is learned in a form of a battle. The Svarim quote a Rambam, and no one knows what this Rambam is, but they quote this Rambam. The Rambam said that the reason why the halacha is, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, and he brings down himself in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that if the entire Sanhedrin rules that someone is Chayiv Misa, you know what the din is? He's Potter. What? They all said unanimous. The unanimous ruling, there's no doubt about it. This guy is Chayiv Misa. He's Potter. He goes free. So what could be the logic behind it? So the Rambam supposedly said, and whoever, quote the Rambam, he must have said it. If there was no battle, if there was no war between the Chachamim, an argument like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, it can't be that they reached the Emes. The only way you reach the Emes is through a Machloikas L'Shem Shomayim, Machloikas L'Shem Shomayim, which means arguing in Torah, Melchemes HaTorah. Then you hear his side, he hears your side, and then eventually you come to the Emes. The Emes can only come that way. If they all agreed, it was no Machloikas at all, meaning there was no give and take, there was no Melchamta Shal Torah, it can't be. He's part there. That's what they quote from the Rambam. They say, why is the halacha like Beis Hillel? The Shlomo Kluger writes, the halacha is like Beis Hillel because Beis Hillel always heard Beis Shammai's opinion first, and he always allowed Beis Shammai's opinion to be mentioned first, so he heard the other side. Because he heard the other side, that's why the halacha is like him. Beis Shammai did not hear always the other side, so the halacha is not like him. There's a concept of war when it comes to Torah. War among Chachamim, not Chas V'Shalom Machlaikis, the Machlaikis that we hear about. Machlaikis meaning in Torah, in halacha, in understanding what's the emes, what's pshat and Torah Shabbat. This is based on the Gemara in Kedusha Lama Lama Beis. The Gemara says over there, and the pasuk in Tehillim, Asher milei es hashposoi mehem lo yevoishu ki yedabrim es oyuvim bashoar, enemies at the gate. That pasuk is referring to Tamidei Chachamim ha-menakchin zeh zeh b'halacha. They're goring each other. Sometimes you see two chavrusas going at it. The famous story of a journalist once walked into a base medrash and he couldn't believe that there weren't police all over the place. It looks like everyone's going to kill each other. Then all of a sudden they're playing together afterwards. They're eating lunch together. That's what the Gemara says. They're oyuvim at the time that they're arguing, but then later nasu ka oyhavim es vohev besufa. So the concept of milchemes ha-Torah. That's Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh is learnt b'derech milchama. And the more we learn it, the more we free ourselves from real war, from physical war. HaKol Kol Yaakov V'HaYodayim Midei Esav. They ask the question, but it says HaKol Kol Yaakov V'HaYodayim. It should say HaKol Kol Yaakov V'Ein HaYodayim Midei Esav. Right? Chazal say that as long as the voice of Yaakov is learning and davening, then the hands of Esav can't affect it. But the pasuk says not like that. But if you look closely, the Gra said, if you look closely at the pasuk, it's really Yerushalmi. Hakal koil, it's written hakal, it's written without a vav. Hakal koil Yaakov. If the voice of Yaakov is kal, it's not the way it should be. They're not arguing. Everyone agrees with everyone. Everyone's sleeping in the basement. So then the Yedayim Yedei Esav. But when it's hakal with a vav, then Yedei Esav can't affect us. Whether it's Esav, whether it's Yishmael today, whether it's the Yevonim in the time of Hanukkah. And that could be what Chazal meant in the Al Hanisim. Al Hanisim, the Al Apurka, the Al Hamilchamos, Mulchamta Shel Torah, the Mulchamis, B'Tachbulos Tasa Mulchamis, the pasuk in Navi, and in fact, the interesting thing is that the animal that they compare, that Habid Chachamim gore each other, Bahaloch is like an axe, Raf Tvuos B'Koyach Shor, which could be the reason why the Yevanim Kisvu Lachem Al Keren Hashor Sha'em Lachem Chelik Velakei Yisrael, Kisvu Lachem, they said, right. Don't memorize. They were against the concept of Al-Peh. L'hashkicham Torasecha. Kisvu lachem is the gematria l'hadlik ner chanukah. Kisvu lachem. What's this Bal-Peh business? They knew that what keeps us going is the Torah Sheh Bal-Peh. Torah Sheh B'Ksav is written, Torah Sheh Bal-Peh is not. So this perhaps is the Samach of the month of Kislev. Kislev is the month of Torah Sheh Bal-Peh. Sivan, Torah Shebiksav. Kislev is Torah Shebaalpeh. There are 60 Masechtos. Samach. Samach is the only letter in the alphabet that's completely closed. There's no opening. That's what protects us. The Soreg, that was the fence around the Beis HaMikdash, which also starts with a Samach. Soreg, Sogur. It's closed. It keeps the outside influence out. They wanted to bring their influence in. Chanukah is the Amzeth where we go out. We light the menorah on the outside and we illuminate the street. They wanted to bring the Tumah from the street inside. Nichnesu Leheichol on Chanukah was zayche to a Yomtiv where the Kedusha goes outside in their world. Soreg closes. The Samach closes. The Samach keeps us protected. It's also from the word Samach. Dagon v'tirosh smachtiv. Somech Hashem l'chol hanofilim. Support. Samach. That's the letter Samach. That's the letter that represents Kislev, the month in which Torah Shabbat Peh is revealed in the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Keshes. What's Keshes? Keshes is the battle of the Yevonim, while compared to Keshes, as mentioned before, the way we counter it is with our own battle. Keshes, Lashon Kasha Teretz. Keshes has Kasha Teretz. Question, answer. Kasha. Kushyas, Kushyas, V'yibayas, Teiku. Tufta, Mosiv, Esevei, that's all Keshes, all Kashas and Terutim, that's Torah Shebaalpeh. Shakla Vitaria, the Shakla Vitaria in Torah, that's our Melchama, and with that we counter the Keshes of the Goyim, Keshes Gibayrim Chatim, V'nechsholim Ozru Choyol. That's Mazel Keshes. Now let's take a look at the four words of the combination of Hashem's name, which is Vayar Yoshev Ha'oretz HaKena'ani. First of all, it's very interesting to note that the difference between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaalpeh, as discussed in all the Sforim, and the Zohar HaKadosh, all the others from the talk about it, Torah Shebiksav is referred to as daytime, and Torah Shebaalpeh is nighttime. That's why it's interesting. The first mission of Torah Shebaalpeh, which is Brachas, is Me'emosai Koyren Eshema Be'arvis, nighttime. We start with the night. Torah Shebaalpeh is to be learned at night, Torah Shebiksav by day. Now, that might sound ridiculous. So what are they going to learn in Yeshiva a whole day? So obviously that's not the case. We learn Gemara during the day. Chumash at night is an issue. That's how the problem. The Be'er Heitov discusses it. You shouldn't learn Chumash at night, whatever. But how could that be? But the Medrash tells us, the Medrash Tan Chumash says in Parshas Kisi, so that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was up in Shemayim for 40 days, how did he know when it was day and night? When Hashem learned Torah Shebiksav with him, he knew it was daytime. When Hashem learned Torah Shebaalpeh, he knew it was night. So nighttime is Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebiksav is Yoyim. Another distinction between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaalpeh is Torah Shebiksav is called Shomayim, Torah Shebaalpeh is called Oretz. This we had in the Medrash last week. V'yitam l'chol elikim, mital ha-shomayim zu mikra, u'mishmanei ha-oretz zu mishnah. V'roiv dogon v'sirosh is agoda and gemara. So gemara, agoda, mishnayis, that's Eretz. Mikra is Shemayim, it's from Hashem himself, that's Mipi Agavura, Eretz, that's we down here on earth, toil, Torah Shebaalpeh, Amelus B'Torah, we develop it, that's Eretz. Another difference between the two, the Zohar tells us, Torah Shebiksav is Yemin, and Torah Shebaalpeh is Smoil. Torah Shebiksav is Chesed, Torah Shebaalpeh is Gevura. This is what I'm talking about by Arichas, the Tzadik brings it down many, many places. It says Vayehi Or, Vayehi Or. Yehi Or is Chesed, Vayehi Lashon Tsar, Vayehi Or is Din, Yehi Or is Torah Shebiksav, Vayehi Or is Torah Shebaalpeh. Yehi Or is the right side, Yamin is Chesed, Vayehi Or is the left side, that's Din, that's Gevurah, that's Torah Shebaalpeh. So now let's look at the details of the Chanukah Yom Tov, and now you can understand why Chazal instituted that the Neira is Chanukah, the Menorah is Torah Shebaalpeh, the Oroin is Torah Shebiksav, the Menorah is Torah Shebaalpeh. Why were there six stems? Shisha Konim Yoitzim Mitzideha Keneged Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. If you add up the words, Menorah Zohov Tohar Miksha, if the Gematria is Royim Moyed Noshim Dezikim Kachim Tyros. The Shisha Konim of the Menorah are Keneged the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. That's the Menorah, that's Aroin's job. The Kohanim lit the menorah, they were made of the neighbors, because they're Levim, Kohanim, Shevet Levi, who were given the schutz to be the disseminators of Torah Shebaalpeh, that's the menorah. The Aroin is Torah Shebiksav. Menorah is Torah Shebaalpeh. So the Chanukah Yom Tov therefore was instituted in a way that we light the menorah. We commemorate the menorah, which is Torah Shebaalpeh. And where? On the left. Because the left side, that's the side of Gevurah, that's the side of Torah Shebaalpeh. Below 10 Tfachim, towards the ground, Eretz, is Torah Shabbal Peh. Nighttime, Misha Tishka Hacham, because nighttime is Torah Shabbal Peh. May Masai Karen as Shema Ba'arvis. Vayar Yoishev Ha'oretz Hakena'ani. Vayar. Vayar means to see. The Kedushas Levi writes that on Rosh Hashanah, everything is decided. What's going to happen during the year? He says, Chanukah, you start to see it. Vayar. Be'enei HaSeichel. He says, you see it, Be'enei HaSeichel. That's why Chachonim are called Enei Ha'eda. Those who teach Torah Shabbal Peh are referred to as the eyes of the people. They are our eyes. They tell us, they guide us, they are our eyes. The Enei Ha'eda. So that's Torah Shabbal Peh. Vayar. Vayar es Elikim es Ha'or Ki Toi Vayavdel. The first time it ever says Vayar in Chumash is about Torah Shabbal Peh. The Or Ki Toi Vayavdel. That's the first Vayar. Then he goes, he says, then Purim, you get to say it. Then it's Chanukah, you see it. Purim, you say it. And Pesach, you eat it. You eat matzah. So you see the results on Chanukah. You talk about the results on Purim. That's the Megillah. You say it. You have to read it. And on Chanukah and Pesach, it comes into action. That's what the Kedushas Levi says over there. So he says that's the Vayar Yoshev Ha'oretz Hakanani. He connects the Vayar to that Re'iyah. But based on what we're saying, Torah Shabbal Peh requires Re'iyah. You have to see. You have to be able to see. Meaning not just with the good glasses. Or not just have a Gemara with big letters. Vayar means you have to be able to look the Eimei HaSechel and see how Torah Shabbal Peh is hidden in Torah Shabbiksav. You need good eyes. Healthy eyes, kedusha deka eyes, to be able to see Torah Shabbat, to be able to learn Torah Shabbat. But you find in the Mishnah, Roya Ani as Divrei Admoin. Roya Ani, I see. I see his words. Torah Shabbat Peh requires Re'iyah. That's the first word of the combination, Vayar. Comes the next word, Yoishev. One of the differences between learning Torah Shabbat Ksav and Torah Shabbat Peh is Torah Shabbat Ksav is learned standing, and Torah Shabbat Peh is learned sitting. Interesting phenomenon. You find in the Gemara, just we quoted it before, Zokein b'yoshev b'yeshiva. You always say, what yeshiva do you go to? You don't say, what amida do you go to? You go to an amida, you go to a yeshiva. Why is it called a yeshiva for? What is it? And people say, he's sitting and learning. No one says he's standing and learning. Wow, he stands and learns. It'll be nice. He should. Maybe she's standing by the... People stand by the standard. There's nothing wrong with standing, right? But for some reason, we don't say he's standing and learning. Say he's sitting and learning. He's in yeshiva. He's not an amida. What's the reason for that? There's a reason. The Gemara brings down in Erevin, so the Gemara brings down in Dafnan Dalar, brings down the Seder Halimah. It says Moshe would teach, and then Aaron would come in, and he would sit on this side. Then Madav and Avihu came down, and they sat. Then this Canaan came down, and they sat. And Rashi over there says they learned to be yeshiva. It's a figure to a Gemara in Megillah, which it seems that until Rabbi Gamliel, they always stood. Megillah Chafal from Adal. But then the Gemara itself asks the Stira. In one place it says, Anoichi Eshev Bahar, and in one place it says, Anoichi Amadeti Bahar. So many answer this theory. It depends also what he was learning. Torah Shabbat Ksav is standing. About Kaire stands. About Kaire doesn't sit down when he's reading the, usually not, or even the Megillah, he's supposed to be standing. But Torah Shabbat Peh, Bederech Klal, is learnt in a sitting position. You could concentrate better. Sitting, be yeshiva, be his yashvus. And that's what the Gemara brings down over the Megillah itself. That difficult concept you learn sitting. Easy thing, standing, difficult, sitting. Torah Shabbat Peh, Kasha Teretz, Amelus, sitting. So that's the second word of the combination. Vayar, Yoishev, Ha'oretz HaKenani, Yoishev, that's Torah Shabbat Peh. Ha'oretz, as we said, Oretz is Torah Shabbat Peh. Shamayim is Torah Shabbat Ksav. Oretz is Torah Shabbat Peh. Now comes the fourth word, HaKenani. What does that do with Torah Shabbat Peh? What does Kenani mean, besides the literal meaning of Canaanite? Kenani, according to, not only, it's a pasuk in Vayeshev. Bat ish Kenani, Rashi says, Yehuda didn't marry the daughter of a Kenani. Kenani means merchant. A soicher, a tagar, is called a Kenani. A Kenani is a merchant, a businessman. How is one supposed to learn Torah Shabbat Peh? Like a businessman. That's all the Mefarshim explain. When you say, Asher Kiddushanah B'Svayzim V'Zimar, La'asoik B'Divrei Soir. Asek is business. How do you learn with business? What do you mean, you're learning with business? You're learning, you're not in business. No, you're supposed to learn like a businessman. Asek, give and take. You go out to the market, you sell, you buy, you auction, you do. That's how you start. Torah Shabbat Peh is Asek, it's Kenani, it's Tavor, it's Soicher. So Vayar, Yoishev, Oretz, Kenani, these four words are connected to Torah Shabbat Peh, every one of them by itself. Sometimes you have to take the combination and look at each word individually and see that each word has something to do with the Mahus of the Chodesh. So this explains to us the Melchama of this month, the battle of the month, the battle of Kislev. is with Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh is the keshes, the kedusha, that we combat the keshes of Sitra Achra, which today, of course, the Golas today, Golas Yishmael, the Yishmaelim are compared to a keshes. Vayehi Roiveh Kashas in Parashas Vayera. That's what Yishmael's Mahus was. Keshes. That's the battle today. And today, literally, they have taken up, they're on the Makom HaMikdash. You know, the Yevonim Nichnasu LeHeichel. The Yishmaelim are on the Heichel. The Yishmaelim are on the Makom HaMikdash. And what does the Torah say about Yishmael? Vehu Yihyeh Pere Adam Yodai Bakoil V'yad Koil Boy. So how do we combat Yishmael? So if you add up that whole phrase, Vehu Yihyeh Pere Adam Yodai Bakoil V'yad Koil Boy, is exactly the Gematria Talmud Bavli. Talmud Bavli, Talmud, Torah Shabbat Peh. The more Torah Shabbat Peh, the more we will humble Yishmael. The Bnei Yisrael brings down that Chanukah, the word Chanukah, B'miluoi Ches Yud Tov Nun, is the Gematria Bavli V'Yerushalmi. That's the Mahus of Chanukah, the Mahus. My Chanukah, the Tanu Rabbanan. Hadron Aloch, Hadron Chalon. That's the Hodor, the Hoid V'Hodor, the splendor, the majesty of Am Yisrael. What separates us from them is Torah Shabbat Peh, and that's what it's all about. So everything now fits like a glove, hopefully. The letter, the Samach, Bayar Yoshev Horetz HaKananim, Shishim, the number 60, the fact that the last word on the last day of Chanukah is Shishim, Zoyz Chanukah HaMizbeach, the Mazel Keshes, and the Shevet, Levi, they're the ones who disseminate Torah Shabbat Peh. And where? In the Makom HaMikdash. In whose portion is the Makom HaMikdash? Binyamin. So according to the Arizal, it's Binyamin. Binyamin is the ninth Shevet. He traveled ninth, and Tislev is the ninth Chodesh. Binyamin's portion in Eretz Yisrael is where the Makom HaMikdash was. Like the menorah itself wasn't the... We know that part of the Beit HaMikdash, and Zvachim you have this, those of us who learn Zvachim, know that part of the Beit HaMikdash was in the portion of Yehuda. The Mizbeach itself, part of it was Yehuda, part of it was Binyamin. But the menorah was certainly in the portion of Binyamin. The menorah, which symbolizes Torah Shabbat Peh, that was in the Makom of Binyamin. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Chochmois Bachutz Taroina. Torah Shebiksav is Pnim, Torah Shebal Peh is Chutz. It's Chutz mi Torah Shebiksav. It's expanding the borders, like David HaMelech wants to expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Harchovas HaGevulim. Harchovas HaGevulim can only be done with Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, you can add and add and add. There's no end. Torah Shebiksav, there's a limit. There's a certain amount of psukim. You can add a pasuk to Torah Shebiksav. You can't add a letter. If you add one letter, it's possible to say for Torah. Torah Shebiksav has an amount, a measure. Torah Shebiksav, about Peh, says the pasuk, Arucha me'eretz mida urechava mini yom. Chochmais bachutz taroina. Goes out and spreads. Paratz the yom of a cave, it's the point of a neck. But there's no gevul. That's why. Where do we light the menorah? Bachutz. Pesach beis ani bachutz. It goes out. It illuminates the Rishus HaRabim. Nighttime, which nighttime is Torah Shabbat Peh. Shema be'arvin. Me'emosai koren es Shema. Shema be'arvin is the gematria. Ner chanakum yisumayu l'mata miyud. The whole idea of Shema, Kriyat Shema, says the Tikkuni Zohar, the word Shema has 25 letters. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, 25 letters, because the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which it was revealed, like Eimei Kol Ha'amim, that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So it's Shema Be'arvin, Shema, the monotheism, belief in one God, Emunas Chachamim, and Emunah Be'Hashem, Be'arvin, in nighttime, in the Arvis, that's what we lighted at night. It was a time of Choshech. The Yevonim Hechshichu Einayim Shal Yisrael B'Gzei Roseihem. We were Zoichet to a Yom Tov of light. The Gemara says in Brachas Nun Zayin Haroya Shemen Zayis Bachaloim. If you see olive oil in a dream, Yitzape Lema'or Toira. Shenem Aviyikhu Elecha Shemen Zayizach. Shemen has the power to bring back memory. It says an olive makes us forget. The Gemara says in Horius, Yitzgim Olam Adbei, says olive causes us to forget. But the oil can bring back a memory even that was lost for 70 years, the Gemara says. That's the power of Shem and Zayis, memory. They wanted that we should forget, which you can only forget Torah Shabbat Peh, because it's not written. Shem and Zayis, the Yom Tov happened with oil, because Shem and Zayis, that's the liquid that first of all does not mix with other liquids. We, Klal Yisrael, will not mix with the nations. We're going to stay separate. And Shem and Zayis, that's the liquid that helps us to remember. So the Yom Tov was with Shem and Zayis, which is Takeh B'Zoicha, that this Kislev, Hashem should reveal to us The deeper part, Torah, there's no end to. So it's deeper and deeper and deeper. And whatever was Ganas and now revealed, there is still a level of Ganas that has not yet been revealed. And every year more of it becomes revealed. And we should all be Zoycha Chanukah, as the Pinchas Korosa writes, the Rekeach and the Ben Yisrael is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. Chanukah is a hint, it's a taste of the future world of Mashiach. Who will affect the left? Who will go out and bring all those that are out in, which the Antiv of Chanukah has the power of bringing the lowest neshamas that are below Ten Tefachim, that are on the ground, that are on the left side, and that are outside, and that are in times of concealment, back to Hashem. Chanukah, of course, is the Gemar HaChasima, as the Svarim tell us, when one who didn't do Tshuva Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur still has till Zayis Chanukah to do it. B'Zayis Tibachenu, we should all be Zayicha to, this Shabbos has in it, the Pesukim of Shabbos, Shuva, Shuva Yisrael Hashem Alekecha, for those of us. And all of us, how many really people could say that that's it, that this year they did Shuva completely, they're perfect, we're perfect today. So we have another Yom Tov Chanukah that we can still perfect ourselves and still bring ourselves to greater levels of Kedusha. We should all be zeichet to more Torah Shabbal Peh and see our enemies fall away by Yom Mahim Bizman Hazeh, that Hashem will do more Nisan than the Flois and bring us the Geula. Israelichem Chanukah and Israelichem Rosh Chodesh.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. He does not make money off the site, but he does need money in order to run the site. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.